This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There's a big article up on InfoWars.com. It begins. Pregnant mom complains doctor won't see her because she's unvaccinated. Well, good. Go have your baby at home. Statistically, your child survives more often with a midwife than at the hospital. I mean, that's just where this whole world is going. Mark, finish up on the medical tyranny or active duty army. Other points you'd like to finish up with?
Yeah, I just want to add to what you just said about the anthrax shot. How do you feel about, I read an article saying about how the FDA kind of fudged some things to try to push through the anthrax vaccine. How do you feel like if they try to do that with this vaccine, say that it's not an unlawful order?
Well, I'm going from memory, but I don't think the anthrax ever got approval. It got experimental approval, which, again, you cannot force someone under the Nuremberg Code or common sense to take something that is experimental and not been tested. So it's extremely immoral. God bless you, brother. Great point. And we're going to get Dr. Boyle on about that very soon. We're working on it right now. Okay, up next. Let's go ahead. And who's been holding longest now here? Let's go to Tim. Tim in Canada. Go ahead. General caller on vaccine passports. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling from the great up north.
Yes, sir.
But I'm calling about the vaccine passports in Nova Scotia. There is called the Scotia Pass, and the Liberals have proposed to get that through, and they obviously want it through because we're going to consult with Dr. Strang, which is our medical, like the top doctor in Nova Scotia. But we're going to put it through. We're going to put it through, and it's like, yeah, okay. So they basically, if you don't have the pass, if you have the pass, you know, it's used for restaurants, it's used for shopping.
That's absolute 1984 crazy. An experimental shot that doesn't protect you, that causes it to slough off and make you sick, and does all this crap with liability protection that you've got to have this app to go in there. I mean, this is maximum tyranny. The end game goal, you got to have a phone to leave your house or go anywhere. What a sick joke.
And the thing that's so messed up, even I went to see my doctor, and he's like, you know, there's doctors here that are not going to be really seeing patients that don't have their vaccine. This is an MD. And he said, but I'll take you because you've been with me for a long time. And I asked him, I talked to him about it. He said, yeah. He said there's a 2-page waiver to take the vaccine. And this is my doctor's words. He's like, okay, I can't say the F-bomb, but he's like, I'm not going to die from F and COVID. Like, he literally was like brainwashed by this, and it was so sad. He signed a 2-page waiver. Can you imagine a liability waiver? And he took the 2 doses. And
well, that's right. A lot of hospital groups make people sign a waiver, even though it's been given emergency authorization as liability protection. They still are worried because they know this. I mean, this is bad. Did you hear all the people getting cancer after they take the shots?
I haven't really heard about cancer, but...
Well, that's the thing we're going to be talking about, because, let me tell you, it's even in the news. People are getting lethal cancer in, like, weeks after taking the Moderna or Pfizer shot.
I've heard of miscarriages from my best friend's fiance, and they're having fertility problems. I've heard my grandmother got a blood clot in 2 weeks in her leg after she got the vaccine. One of my aunts got it, and she doesn't stop coughing. Like the other caller said, she's always has this cough, and she won't admit that, you know, it's the vaccine.
Absolutely, yeah. Growing prion crystals in her lungs, growing. And again, what are they going to do when everybody that took the shots is dying? Well, that's why they have them slough and create the protein for us, so we get sick as well. But it looks like it's way worse when you have the shots. The majority of the deaths and most of the hospitalizations around the world are the vaccinated. So, folks, it's a war. They came for us. They want to exterminate us. It's here. I appreciate your call. All right. I'm going to go to break. We've got a special guest host coming up, so I want to jam in Honey and Casey and Zach when we come back in 60 seconds. Separately. And understand, this isn't all the medical literature. I saw a bunch of tweets. People saying, oh, how does Jones think all these doctors would lie? The majority of doctors you see out speaking out are saying this is all deadly and doesn't protect you. We have the doctors and scientists. heard the callers earlier were like half the hospital quit over this. That's in the news as well. So this is not going well for the globalists, folks. They're just gaslighting us because the media is not reporting the fact that 20-some percent of Australia took the shot. That's why they're under martial law. Great job, Aussies.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
By the way, CNN can cuss, all the mainstream media can cuss.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. All the major channels can cuss because they're liberal. And the CDC's put up billboards and signs in New York saying, take the effing shot and wear your effing mask. I mean, you talk about Twilight Zone. There's an article on InfoWars.com about that, that, again, you should really, really, really go check out. But right now we're going to your phone calls, and then I'm going to cover that article. Can we put that article on screen? Because you guys, I saw it during the break. There it is. Get the effing vaccine, wear an effing mask. We are going to show it. The city of New York shows this. We can't show the pedophile events that they have at public schools with five-year-olds in the laps of men with only glitter on their penises. But then we're not supposed to show this on TV to people that they're showing on the sides of New York. It's called documentary. That's the same reason that when you tune into NPR, they'll have cuss words on the tapes. It's because it's for documentary reasons. We have no rights in this country. This is a perfect example of how Christians and conservatives are hamstrung by all the fake rules that are for us but not for them. Leave it on screen right now. So that's what I'm talking about. The article is on InfoWars.com. That's what the government puts up in your face with a CDC symbol on it, trying to demand you do this. And then you're so Stockholm syndromed, you're not even supposed to show it because it's got a cuss word on it. But the government can do it. See how that works? Take that down now and pull up the article. I'm taking over the whole hour. That's it. I'm hosting the whole thing. Listen. I mean, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with the total takeover of civilization, total satanic takeover, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just like in the great film and the great writers, Millis and others that wrote Apocalypse Now, that's based on a composite of true stories and also Heart of Darkness as the fiction component, where Colonel Kurtz is talking about, we drop napalm on villages of men, women, and children, but then the generals won't let them write the F word on the sides of the airplane. But we're going to drop napalm on children. It's the same thing. The CDC puts up gangster signs saying, you hear me? You wear your effing mask. You wear your effing, you take your effing shot. But then on broadcast TV, we're not supposed to show it. But as I said earlier, CNN can show it. Because they're the liberals. They get to do whatever they want. They get to boss you around. They get to cuss. Can we pull up the article, please? Of the big UN-supported liberal top laureate, you know, saying pedophilia is not bad and we're all pedophiles. I mean, that's who these people are. No, we're not all pedophiles like you. I don't want to screw kids. I'm not sexually attracted to children. You are. You're screwed up. You need to kill yourself. Seriously, you want to kill us? You think we're too many of us? How about you walk the plank, bitch? Huh? How about that? I'm not going to hurt you. You're a sack of garbage. I would stomp on you if you're on fire. Put the fire out. The point is that you are a disease, you are a cancer, and you need to be stood up against all of these people. Honey in Canada, I appreciate you holding. Honey, go ahead.
How are you, Alex?
Welcome. Go ahead.
So Afghanistan, I do believe, is lead to stabilization in the area against Russia. So Biden doesn't care if Taliban takes over because, you know, the more area, like, issues in the area, the better. Russia is going to have to respond now. Obviously, that Taliban's going to go for resources, probably in the Caspian Sea. They want to get out of the mountains. They're going to go for areas that are low population and then obviously instigate more violence against the Russians, which will lead to more funding needed for NATO. So it's a good money scam. There's disputed boundaries to Pakistan as well. So by pulling out, the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan. I'm pretty sure that's why the Pakistanis probably hacked, because they're good at that, hacked all the U.S. infrastructure, and they probably will continue to because they're pissed off. There's a lot of resources over there as well.
The there's trillions and trillions in rare earth minerals, so we just build the infrastructure for the Chi-Coms to roll in and get it all.
Yeah, yeah. So there's going to be lots of, you know, things in the area. We're going to have to see. The war is not over. Afghanistan is, bordering on, Russia, basically. They're going to take territory. It's going to be World War III if that happens, so...
China, well, you've got, I appreciate your call. Thank you for holding. China's got attack ships and airplanes off Taiwan and Hong Kong threatening to invade because it's all signaling America is weak. America is weak to try to get China to attack. And this is just the total sellout of the country. And we've been overrun by Chinese agents and we're in so much trouble. But don't worry. Stephen Colbert says, thank God the troops came back from Afghanistan because they can fight the Tea Party and the insurrectionists now. The left actually wants a war with the American people. They don't want prosperity. They want nothing. Casey in Oregon, then our guest host takes over. And then Zach. Casey, go ahead in Oregon.
Hey, Alex, you info warlord. It's a pleasure.
Good to talk to you. You're a Marine serving in Afghanistan twice. What's your take on this?
I just want all my brothers out there to know, like, this has been planned since at least 2011, that Trump was never supposed to win and get into office, and that this pullout in Afghanistan would have happened in 2017 under the first year of the Clinton administration. My first deployment was really gung-ho, lots of patrols, vehicle patrols, foot patrols, really taking the fight to the enemy. And now I realize that that was just a regime change. And on my second deployment, I was a dog handler, and my job in southern Afghanistan was just to search any vehicles that were coming into the base to drop off supplies. And I was just a corporal in E4, so... I wouldn't have even seen this if I wasn't a dog handler searching at the gates for all of the vehicles coming in. And it struck me as odd. Our chain of command came out, and the Connex box never made it to our side of the base. It made it to the Afghan National Army side of the base. And they were passing out brand new factory-wrapped M16s and M4s to the ANA Army, which I just thought they were stupid because, well, I had Marines in my unit that had M16s and M4s that were silver because all the bluing was worn off of them. And it made sense to me that we were giving them, up-armored Humvees and stuff like that because we had phased those out. They were no longer effective. They can't stop IEDs. So it made sense to me. But why give them the brand new rifles while we have rifles that are falling apart? And now looking back and with the Fast and the Furious and the gun running in Syria, now I see that the chain of command was actually gun running to the enemy. This was planned way back. I mean, that was in 2000.
That's right. They've been running, the criminals inside our government have been running the radical Islamic groups in Saudi Arabia for over 100 years. And it goes back to British intelligence. Great points. Thank you so much, Casey. Final call, then our great guest host takes over. Can't wait to hear from her. Zach in Texas. You got a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
All right, perfect. So here's the deal, Alex. 20 years they trained us over there to be experts in urban warfare. And now, like you said last caller, Trump wasn't supposed to win. But what they didn't count on is Trump winning, obviously, reigniting patriotism. Nobody's talking about the Chinese over there mining mass amounts of silver out of those mountains to go along with the opium trade and all that goodness. And my biggest point today is to the caller that called in talking about his sins were too great to be forgiven. That's not true. The blood of Christ will wash away any sin. No sin is too great. The Father says that I will remember not your sins if you are washed in the blood of the Lamb. And all of my brothers and sisters in arms need to know that, and they need to remember that. But here we are. To me, I see the book of Revelation playing out in front of our very eyes. So we just have to stay strong, stay faithful, protect ourselves, protect our family, and just do the best that we can to make it through, because the judgment of God is at hand. And that's it. And also, I'd like to plug a little bit. I work for a company called Cummin Plumbing, and I would love to be your plumber, homie.
Love it, brother. All right, Kate Daly is taking over, katedalyshow.com. She's ready the next 45 minutes. Really appreciate her. Then the War Room today, 3 p.m. Central with the great Owen Stroyer. And then weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith kicking butt, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time to 11 a.m., 3 hours of live call-in as well with American Journal. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away.
Hi there. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show. Thank you, Alex. And wow, how do I follow that? Wonderful callers. And we have chaos abroad. We have chaos here. I don't even know which one to focus on, to say the truth, folks. And on my show today, I'm going to have to focus on both because both are so insane right now. As far as Afghanistan goes, let me just say this. These were my thoughts right out of the gate for Afghanistan. And by the way, you can go to katedalyradio.com for more on all these subjects. But I'll tell you what, these are the first things. Number one, it dropped in the very week Mike Lindell did his symposium for the voting fraud. So, of course, it has to drop in the very same week. So none of the media that was there, all the fake media, is not going to talk about it. Secondly, is this theater chaos planned? Of course it is. They know exactly what they're doing. I heard a sound clip earlier that said, oh, I don't know what, you know, we didn't know. We couldn't have even foreseen this. It's a joke. It's a total joke. So that's not the case either. Also, planned chaos, what does that mean? Well, are we trying to get a bigger presence there now to justify it? Who knows? Are they making more money off of the vaccines than they do the poppy fields? That's a good question. And, of course, it's changing the conversation. So when it changes the conversation, we're not talking about why we were there for 20 years that felt like 50 years for no reason. Now we're talking about how we're leaving. And so it's chaos. It's chaos. And also I had this thought too. Are they throwing Biden under the bus a little bit on this and the media is kind of jumping on a little bit, which never happens. He's a bag of sand with eyeballs. Never happens. But are they doing this because when Kamala takes over, no one will miss him. No one will miss him now. But the media won't admit that. So we have a lot going on overseas right now and the chaos. And without ISIS around to terrorize us, you know, with their matching tennis shoes and their matching white outfits and Toyota trucks, well, now we're looking at a situation where they're building up the Taliban, right? General Mark Milley was right on, I think it was CBS, talking about the fact that, oh, hey, now that this is happening, we're going to have terrorists now from Afghanistan coming over here, providing us with terror attacks. So are we going to get a whole bunch of false flags? Well, it's a question. It's a question. I was on Alex's show for my husband. He is doing great. We had a situation in which we were in the hospital and had to absolutely change their protocol and refuse the ventilator. And a lot of people are emailing me from all across the world with these same kinds of issues, but mostly doctors and nurses are telling me to keep talking about what happened to us in the hospital. I almost feel like it was meant to be for a reason, for the very reason that I can speak out about it, right, and tell the truth about it. And so, you know what? Get that video and share it. It will save a life. And I'm getting a lot of videos or a lot of messages in my inbox that are all about, hey, my wife is saved, and she's sitting on the bed 12 hours after changing the protocol, and she's doing great, and they're moving her out of ICU. So I love that. Also, I want to give you a little bit of food for thought before I dive into a little bit of research for you that I think you're going to find a little shocking. And when I say that, what I mean is this. Let me give you some research I've done over the last 19 months. What didn't happen last year that they never talk about? Usually the media really kind of bypasses this subject, and they don't mention the very things that usually pop out into the obvious, right? So ask yourself this. Why did they not build one single cemetery in the year 2020? They didn't. I know. So you get crickets when you say that, because there was no cemetery added onto, no cemetery for the 500,000 extra dead. Did they just pull from all the other categories and call it COVID? All right. And also, they spent less money than they did in 2019. on burial. Okay. I looked into this. I did the research. I'm telling you, this is just, it's almost astonishing when you start thinking about this, because we actually spent $1 million less in 2020 than we did in 2019. Yeah. Also, did you ever see the casket makers on TV asking for help because they could not build enough caskets because they couldn't get to everything? No. No shortages there. No homeless populations dying off. No pets dying off. All of them unmasked, obviously. Not having access to breathing the same air we do. No Amazon workers dying in large numbers, or post office employees, or Walmart workers, the only people that could, well, they were essential the whole time. The reason I say these things is we're about to go into another lockdown, I'll bet you. And they're going to base it on this fake Delta variant that has no symptom list. It has absolutely no test. They have diagnosed the world with a Delta variant with absolutely no explanation at all, right? And you're supposed to believe that. You're supposed to believe that. I don't believe it for a hot minute. I know you don't either. So based on this, we do have people with pneumonia. My other question was, is it Legionnaires? Legionnaires is like an extreme pneumonia. Okay? It doesn't have the crackling in the lungs. It's just all the other problems. And there was an instance when swine flu came around in 1976 where all of a sudden Legionnaires popped up at the same time. Kind of interesting, right? So I'm going to talk about a little bit of research with you, and I'm going to bring you into, because I just saw a headline on MSN, again, just pulling the 1918 flu out of the cobwebs to convince you that this COVID thing is 1918 all over again. Well, I'm going to blow a hole right through that, and I looked into the newspaper archives. I actually went back into the archives of 1918. I looked at the numbers. I went into the archives of 1940. I went back to 1976. I went back to the swine flu, and I looked at the numbers that were being kind of heralded on CNN and how the numbers have changed. And I want to share this with you because I think this is so fascinating. Do they lie? Of course they lie. You know this. I know this. Of course they do. So I'm going to tell you exactly how they do it. And it's actually really easy for them to do it, surprisingly. That's what's so phenomenal about this whole thing. We have been drugged into a worldwide lie, and we're not noticing this. We're not seeing it. COVID cannot be all things. It can't be all flu, all cold, all respiratory, all pneumonia. And when I was in the hospital with my husband who had pneumonia, if they would have just treated simple pneumonia, he would have been out just fine, right? And he was. That's what we did. We undertreated rather than overtreated. They have created a circus. The CDC spends a lot of dollars giving them a big cushy paycheck for having people in the ICU that long. So all I'm telling you is, look, We have to go back into history a little bit, uncover the lies so that people can understand out there what we're facing right now. They've done it before, and now it's on steroids. And I don't think the world is really getting it. The reason I talk so much about COVID too on my show and have for 19 months is because you and I both know if they don't see through this, what else? What's next? What are we going to do to save this country? They're still stuck on all of these lies, and they think that they're selling them. Well, let's blow some holes through the research, shall we? I think we should. And you know what? This might be pretty surprising to you, too. But this is how they did it. You'll love it. And we'll be right back, of course, after the break. Again, thank you, Alex, for letting me guest host. What a thrill, right? And I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply. supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi there, I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, your guest host today. Happy to be here with you. We have so much to talk about, don't we? Chaos abroad, chaos at home, and something we've never seen before. In fact, I've been doing radio for about a decade, and this last 19 months has been the hardest, most exhausting, craziest, most insane part of this career, if you want to call it a career. I was kind of dropped onto a station and had to kind of figure it out, and I was a little bit of a neocon, and then all of a sudden I had to start researching and researching and researching. I still stay up to 3 a.m. researching all the time now, so it's a little crazy. But I want to share some things that I found with you that I think will be very beneficial for you. There were two more things I wanted to mention that people don't ever talk about when it comes to the whole COVID narrative, and that is a plague, an airborne plague, really is when 30 to 40 of your closest friends die around you and just drop dead. That is an airborne plague. It is not when you just know somebody that is sick in the hospital or you know somebody that has an issue going on, that does not mean it's a plague. But people out there have been trained by the mainstream fake news to think that they're in the middle of a plague all the time. And with this 19 months, right? 19 months later, can you believe this? Insanity. Anyway, I thought we'd figure it out by now, but I guess not. So as a whole, I know you guys get it, but as a whole. And so I just wanted to say that it just because I know somebody with cancer doesn't mean everyone's got cancer is going to get it. So just knowing somebody is not a plague. The other thing I wanted to mention is in the back of the CDC protocol that they give the hospitals, they name about 4 different vitamins and minerals. This is really important because there are thousands and thousands of minerals and vitamins out there, right? But they get to the very end of this report in the 341 pages of directive that they give the hospital. And what's really interesting is they only name the 4 that really help in these situations for respiratory, right? That really help with inflammation, vitamin C, zinc, and you've got NAC, you've got vitamin D. They mention these things and they say, oh yeah, and they don't work, by the way. Well, I went back into some research and back in 1948, doctors were discussing the fact that vitamin C was actually one of the most powerful things you could give somebody with pneumonia because it cleared up the inflammation quickly, right? It really helped the body's own immune system. And by the way, we don't have an immune system anymore, do we, according to everybody? But we do. We do have an immune system. So I just wanted to say that because it's like they only picked out the ones that would work, and then they said insufficient data, and then they said, don't look here, they don't work. Crickets. Yeah, they don't work. So, yeah, bypass these. But why didn't they mention all the other thousands? Just the ones that worked, right? Anyway, so I stole a cookie from the cookie jar. No, I didn't steal it, but it's in my room, you know, that kind of thing. It's ridiculous, isn't it? So just, we have to call them on this kind of stuff. So I went back and I know that they always pull out 1918 flu every single time they want to scare us to death and promote fear porn in this country. Well, I started doing some homework going back into the newspaper articles, and you might find this pretty interesting. I went back because right now, what is the narrative? Okay. It is 50 to 100 million people died, okay, in 1918, and we can't have that again. And then I thought, wow, 50 to 100 million, that's a really broad number. And also, where are they getting that number from? So I started going back into the archives, and each newspaper in the country, they weren't like, you know, mafia owned by back then. So each newspaper would print, this is how many people died of influenza. It wasn't even front page news. It wasn't. It was like second page news. I mean, it wasn't like the biggest story in the world, like what we do to news right now. But what's interesting about it was the numbers were much different. One state said in the crux of it, which is just the fall of 1918, in the highest point, the entire state had 7,000 deaths. Illinois had 22,000 deaths. Okay, they were at an all-time high in that. And I'm not saying the deaths didn't happen. I'm saying the numbers have changed. So back in 1918, they were saying, oh, hey, yeah, this was really prevalent in the fall. And then it started to disappear by that winter and spring. Well, even with 46 cities reporting and counting overseas cases in the Buckland Herald in Missouri back in the day, back in 1918 in November, they said we had, you know, 82,000 out of all of it. Okay. So I think the numbers were much, much less. And what's interesting about this is that if you jump ahead 13 years, let's go to a newspaper in 1940, 1941. Right, you know, World War II, they actually cited back to this era, to 1918 flu, and they upped the number, ready, to 10 million people, okay, worldwide. So I think we were actually around 200,000 deaths here in the United States, and that would be a high number. That would be overestimating at 200,000, probably about 150,000. But they said 10 million worldwide. Then, if you jump to, let's say, 1975. In 1975, Ford is president, right? And he was on a clip saying that the number all of a sudden doubled to 20 million people that died in the 1918 flu. What? Yeah, 20 million. Wait a minute. How did it go from pretty low numbers, okay, each state reporting exact numbers, to a 10 million estimate in the 1940s to 1975. And President Ford is also is on the news with swine flu saying, or 76, on the news with swine flu saying 20 million people died in 1918.
Deaths in the United States. This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. All of a sudden, now we're at 500,000 deaths in the United States. How did that even happen? They had exact numbers back then. And I'm talking exact. So how did they jump to 500,000 deaths? Well, Mike Leavitt, under Bush, in 2005, wrote for Department of Health and Human Services. He upped the number. Get this. He upped the number to 38 million total. 38 million people? Wait a minute. In 1940, it was 10 million people. In 1975, it was 20 million people. And now it's 38 million? Do you want to know what the reason was? The reason they gave was they couldn't count back then. I'm sorry. They counted just fine. Yeah. They didn't have Common Core math to screw it all up. No, they actually counted the deaths and then reported them in the individual newspapers. Yeah. So all of a sudden, it was 38 million. That was in 2005. In 2010, they started promoting the number 50 to 100 million people. 50 to 100 million. That is a large, large number, right? Huge estimation. They still stick with the story. They didn't know how to count back then. And from new data, 100 years old? What? Wait, what? Yeah. So it went from probably about, in the United States, about less, I would say about 150,000 would be my guesstimate after looking at numerous newspapers, okay? About 150,000 people. We had about 103 million people. We had about 103 million people at the time. We had about 150,000 deaths. Let's go with that, because I would say that's pretty close to the estimate. Then it went to 10 million in the 40s. It went to 20 million in the 70s. Then it went to 38 million, and now we're at 50 to 100 million. Go look. Go do some research. All you will see is that it's 50 to 100 million, and they never say how they got to that number. They never disclose it. They're lying. They're lying all the time. And you know what? Even back when it was in the newspapers, they were saying, yeah, take quinine, take all these different remedies. You'll get out of this in a heartbeat. It's no problem. My gosh. But we had bad sanitation back then. We didn't have the things that we do now as far as, basic sanitation. That's usually why a lot of people would spread things quickly. Can you believe the lies? When we go back into history, we're lied to a lot, and it's really disconcerting. I don't know. It's mind-boggling, to tell you the truth, that they get away with it, that nobody is fact-checking. I'll be right back. Kate Daly. Kate Daly Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law,
by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness used in all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host today. Alex was nice enough to let me guest host. Really appreciate that. And I do the Kate Daly Show. You can actually go to katedalyradio.com, hit listen live, and listen to me every day. The show is on every single day from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And I'll be on right after this. So we'll start our show. So I'll tell you what, there was a lot of research that I did that was really incredible. And I've got the screenshots of the articles where they say all of these things, and the numbers changed so much that it was just sad to me to see that. And I think one of the other things people don't, you know, quite understand about 1918 or even the swine flu or whatever they want to come up with. In 1918, that was a product of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research and used the military as guinea pigs. In fact, that started at Fort Riley in Kansas. And I think it's kind of interesting because they were giving kind of this new vaccine, right, the meningitis vaccine, and they had an outbreak there that started it. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't realize that. Well, I find it kind of strange, to tell you the truth. And then, of course, swine flu was at Fort Dix in New Jersey. That's where that broke out. I mean, why are they happening in military bases? I don't want to see our good guys. I come from a Navy family. You know, my whole family, years back, always in the Navy. And I don't want to see anyone used
used this way? And why is it that they lose all of their constitutional rights and body autonomy when they go in the military? That just cannot be right. And something's very, very wrong with that. And so when they did this, when they used them as guinea pigs, and then all of a sudden they said, oh, yeah, we've got this outbreak. And the outbreak came. In fact, the CDC even says today that this started with the U.S. military. They even admit it. I think that's kind of, well, they don't mind saying it, do they? They don't mind telling us exactly what's happening. And that's the scary part. I think that's really scary because when we realize and we look back, you know, when Alex Jones is bringing all of these topics to the forefront, has he been wrong? Has he been wrong about any of the things he's broken? I mean, it usually takes a little bit of time for the things to play out because why? We're in America. We have a constitution. We have a constitution. We already fought a bloody revolution over. We don't need that. We need to use the constitution to get our country back. But has he been wrong? No. And so when I'm looking at these case scenarios, the case scenario with the swine flu, what a debacle that was. They really wanted to get people that shot. And when people started getting Guillain-Barré syndrome and they started getting really ill, they had 450 cases of that. They took it down off the market. Mike Wallace, actually, who's still bought and paid for, but Mike Wallace actually did a video on this. And they actually played it on TV where he was interviewing the CDC director and said, you knew the problems with this vaccine. And of course, nothing, right? Of course, the guy just sat there and looked at him like this. What? So that alone, I mean, I just can't believe people saw that and would ever trust the government again. But then we're under this neuroses of crazy. Now we love the government. We love the media. Everything they say has the golden touch. All of a sudden, isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. What happened? They have lied continuously. When were they not using us as guinea pigs in their little experimentation that they've been doing? Another thing that I like to let people know about is the big, big lie of Jacobson versus Massachusetts. Now, one of the most interesting parts of this is if you look this up, people are going to cite this and they're going to say, for the greater good. That's how communist revolutions start, by the way. For the greater good, you'll do this for everyone else and you'll sacrifice, you know, for everyone else. Well, you should be doing that voluntarily, really. But no, this is by force, right? It's force for the greater good. And so back in the day in 1905, this went to trial because back in Massachusetts, Jacobson was offered a shot or a fine. And the fine back then was $5. Well, that was an excessive fine. So it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. He didn't want the shot, and he did for smallpox, and he did not want to have to pay the $5. Well, right now, today, if you look this up, this is what it will say. U.S. Supreme Court upheld authority of states to enforce compulsory vaccine. They're going to keep using this and using this. And this is why I want to arm you with the truth today. I actually read that case. I'm that much of a nerd. I read it. And let me just tell you, it was not about compulsory vaccination as much as it was about the $5. He did not want to be forced to pay $5 and have to make that choice. So when this went to court, to the Supreme Court, it was whether he was going to have to pay the $5 or not. Jacobson, back in 1905, was never vaccinated for smallpox. He refused. He refused. But what do they do now? They go back and they've even rewritten Google. Can you imagine that? Yeah, Google, government-owned Google. And they go back and they change the language to say, yes, this is what happened, and it meant compulsory vaccine, and we did it for the greater good so that we all didn't come down with smallpox. That's a full-on lie. Are you kidding me? It's a lie. So just so you know, when anyone mentions this to you, and I even had an attorney on for a school board that had no idea, had never even read it. He just repeated what he saw on Google and said, oh, yeah, see, we can force vaccines because they did back in 1905. Well, folks, they're rewriting history. That's what they're doing. You need to know that because actually it was about the $5. He was forced to pay. And so That's what that was about. And I hope that you share that with other people, because we've never lost body autonomy. Now, the $5 was wrong, and the Supreme Court, they made an error in their opinion. And I mean, that's just point blank, right? So they made an error. But right now, as history is being rewritten, in 1918, the flu now is 50 to 100 million people. What a lie. What a farce. It wasn't close to that. It wasn't even in the same ballpark. My gosh. And then in 1905, they're rewriting the vaccine case, right? The smallpox case in 1905. They're rewriting history to tell you that, well, hey, back in the day, we forced vaccines and you all had to deal with it. Well, it's just simply not true. I mean, I asked G. Edward Griffin once in an interview. I said, how much, this was just recently, I said, how much do you think is truthful that comes out of the government? And he said 3%. He said 97% of everything they tell us is a big fat lie. You know what? In order to fix things, we're going to have to defund the mainstream media, because they are the protectors of the swamp. I know everyone says drain the swamp. No, you know what? It's not ever going to happen. It's too swampy in the swamp. We're going to have to go after, we're going to have to defund the media, mainstream media, not the truth tellers. And we're going to have to start really researching and reading our own history, because, ladies and gentlemen, it has been changed. And it's been changed since about 1908. Absolutely just gone. And our kids are not learning any of this. They'll learn when anyone can, you know, Google flu up and discuss that's on Google that's been changed. But let me just tell you, if we knew our history, if we knew the lies, if we knew what exactly we were dealing with in this country over the last about 120 years, just even that alone, okay? We'd be a different country right now. We would be absolutely fighting against this tyranny. We cannot become complacent in this. And as far as the Afghanistan thing goes, you know what? We always have to have a boogeyman. You know, Trump just shredded the North Korea boogeyman. And then, of course, shredded the ISIS boogeyman. They don't have anything, you guys. They couldn't even drum up Russia as the boogeyman. So is it the Taliban now? Are they trying to grow that Taliban by leaving equipment for them and leaving all of our stuff there and leaving in chaos? This whole chaos was absolutely planned. It was absolutely planned. And if we just look back in history, we're going to notice that the playbook never changes. And ever since that UN came in, we've had nothing but chaos in this country. Ever since the CIA came in, nothing but chaos in this country. Who do you think's doing it? Isn't it obvious by now? It always strikes me that that people still have even a shred of belief in the swampy swamp of D.C. Or at this stage in the game, I'm kind of questioning medical people too, just because everyone's got the string of the dollar, right? Everyone's got a little string that's tugging them in that direction to get that cash. And that's our biggest problem. We got a money machine printing out money, and we got a lot of people benefiting from it. Go to katedallyradio.com, hit listen live. We talk about these things every single day, two to five mountain time. And I would absolutely love to see you there and listening. You can message me at kate@katedallyradio.com. Thanks, you guys. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Alex. I've loved guest hosting. And would love to do it again. Thanks, you guys.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.